is KKRN Presents, a special show from KKRN FM Community Radio in Round Mountain, California. Brought to you by NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and KKRN. I am Ellen Sugg, the station manager of KKRN and the host of today's show. We will be discussing the need for vaccines and current information about the recommended vaccinations with the interim chief medical officer at Hill Country Health and with Hill Country Community Clinic. I want to disclose that I am a member of the Hill Country Community Clinic Board of Directors and that Acorn Community Enterprises, the nonprofit that owns KKRN, is a subsidiary of Hill Country. I am pleased to welcome and introduce my guest today, Carrie Guilfoyle, Interim Chief Medical Officer at Hill Country Community Clinic. So let's start out, Carrie, by having you tell us a little bit about how you ended up being a healthcare provider.
Well, it's wonderful to be here, Ellen. Thank you for having me. I started out my career as an adult geriatric nurse practitioner at Long Valley Health Center in Laytonville, California. A very rural, small healthcare clinic, not unlike Round Mountain. And in fact, it's one of the reasons that drew me to Hill Country Clinic is the origin stories are very similar. It was a handful of community members who organized together to meet the needs of the community, the healthcare needs of the community. I worked there for 5 years and then had twin girls and had to move down to Ukiah to be closer to family, and worked at one of the local clinics in Ukiah until I moved up here with my family. So that's kind of how I came to Hill Country. Mm-hmm. I was very drawn to their mission and the integrative care that they provide for our more challenging folks in our community.
And what kind of a medical certification do you have?
I am a adult geriatric nurse practitioner, meaning I see folks 16 years and older across the lifespan. I have a special interest in older adult health and wellness care, so I see a lot of our older adult folks.
That's very great. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear that. Okay, well, let's begin with our topic and talk about why we need vaccines and how they work, maybe.
Vaccines have been around a long time, and they have been developed to help us prevent the spread of infectious diseases that can lead to severe illness and oftentimes death. There are a number of older vaccines out there that we've been using for a long time in terms of treating things like tetanus and other vaccines like that. And as we're experiencing newer viruses, you know, for instance, the COVID virus, newer vaccines are coming out that are helping us, you know, spread the, to prevent the spread of those illnesses as well.
Okay. So what are the recommended vaccinations that people should be getting now?
The vaccine recommendations vary by age. You know, starting at birth, we begin vaccines with the hepatitis B vaccination, and then as a child ages, based on the vaccines that they've already had, there's a very easy to follow CDC recommendation for childhood vaccinations. It includes a number of different things. And if you wanted to look up that vaccine schedule, the CDC has a very easy website to kind of navigate what those are, or you can discuss with your pediatrician or healthcare provider.
And for those who may not know, the CDC is
thank you, the Center for Disease Control.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and that's a nationwide organization, and they do have a website.
That is correct. And the California Department of Public Health also has a vaccine website for more information on each particular vaccine. If you had questions or what are the side effects, that's another source you could go to get more information.
Okay, so what do you say about what kinds of vaccines every adult should be using or having?
Well, nowadays, because of, you know, new viruses that have come along like COVID, you know, schools are getting much more strict on their requirements for childhood vaccines. So nowadays, most adults have had the kind of routine recommended vaccines that one gets in their childhood years. As one ages into older adulthood, there are then again vaccines for older adults that help prevent some of the respiratory illnesses we see, like respiratory syncytial virus, which we can talk about later, flu, and also the shingles. If you're between a young person and an older adult, depending on your other underlying health conditions, there are other vaccine options for you as well, and that's something you can discuss with a healthcare provider.
Okay, so COVID. If you've never had a test, I mean, if you've never had COVID and never had a shot, what should you do? Is it too late?
It's never too late to get vaccinated. Not at all. We still have the primary series vaccinations for COVID, meaning that first and second shot that really activate our immune system to produce antibodies against the COVID virus. And what that means is if you have the vaccine and then you get exposed to the COVID virus, your immune system is going to be much better prepared to fight the virus so you don't get as sick. Initial series, it's usually two shots, are still available. If you've had that primary series, there's now a new booster that's out that you can get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there have been, I think I have four boosters. I have the two original. Is it possible? I have my card. I should go check. But is the new booster out now, or are clinics getting the booster? I mean, because I was waiting. I was afraid I did have already all the boosters I needed, mm-hmm. and I should wait till September. So, but now it's October.
Yeah.
So are they coming across to the clinics and getting into people's arms?
Great question. Yes, the new booster is out and available. And they recombinate these boosters every now and again as the virus mutates. It's kind of like the yearly flu shot. They manipulate the vaccine so as to better prevent against the variants that are out there. I work at Hill Country Community Clinic. We recently received a grant to start providing that new booster, and hopefully we'll receive that soon. All the local pharmacies have the new booster available. You do not need a prescription or a referral from a provider's office. You can walk into your pharmacy or go to the Shasta County Public Health Department, and I think they're immunizing with COVID boosters there as well.
Okay, I did that once. Went to the pharmacy because I was going somewhere, mm-hmm. and I was going to be in an airplane, and I wanted to get one. They didn't have them at Hill Country at that moment, so I felt, oh, I've got to go somewhere else. But you can, and it was very easy, and it's a universal system of keeping track that any doctor's office you go to or pharmacy would be able to see what vaccines you've already had, right, or what booster shots you've already had for COVID, correct?
Yeah, we have California has a database where they keep track of folks' vaccination records, so it's very easy to pull up what vaccines you've had and when, so we can better make a decision about what you need or is available to you. Yes, and that's very easy to access.
Okay, great. So for all you listeners out there that are thinking about getting the new booster, you should start getting in touch with your primary care provider. We're going to give you a long list at the end of the show of places where you will be able to get all the vaccinations that we're talking about, or most of them anyway. So that's your opportunity to continue to, avoid being really sick if you happen to get COVID. So, the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes the flu shots or needs to have the flu shots?
So, the annual flu vaccination is recommended for everyone 6 months and older. Every year they kind of make their best guess about what strains of influenza are out there, and they make kind of a combination vaccination so as to prevent against those more widely spread strains of the influenza virus. It's available now. again, you can go to your pharmacy, you can go to your healthcare provider, you can go to Costco, you know, after you're done shopping.
Places to go. Okay.
And the best time to vaccinate for flu is now, September and October. That'll give you protection when we start seeing higher rates of flu going around at the community. And it's important to remember that you can still get the flu if you've had the vaccine, but like the COVID shot, it makes the illness much more mild, less severe, and can prevent hospitalizations and death.
Are flus always one kind of thing or another, like either an intestinal thing or a respiratory thing? I don't know if you can answer that question, but I mean, are there different, is it every year is a little bit different when it comes around?
Yeah, and that's why they have they change the vaccine every year. The virus strains are changing all the time, you know, they're changing because of, you know, climate change, all those things. So what the vaccine makers do is they gather a bunch of data to determine what are the strains that are most common, and they should put in the vaccine to protect, you know, the public. That's kind of how that works.
So but if it's a certain strain, most people are going to have the same kind of symptoms. Is that correct?
The influenza vaccine is primarily for respiratory influenza. Mm-hmm. I think what you're getting at is, like, the stomach bug.
Yeah.
That's a different type of virus. Sometimes influenza can cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, but if you're talking like the stomach flu, that's generally a different bug, and that's not in the flu shot.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
In
I
most
understand.
Cases.
Thank
yeah.
you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so which one next do you want to discuss?
I think it's important to mention that we're seeing some increased cases of measles nationwide, but also in California. We saw the most in May. There were two cases reported in California in August. We do have a measles vaccine. It's in the MMR vaccine. That's measles, mumps, and rubella. That vaccination, let me look at my handy dandy chart here. Kids can get their first dose starting at, looks like 9 months. And it is a series of shots. And again, this comes, the idea of herd immunity comes into play here. You know, the more people who have the vaccine against measles, with the MMR vaccine, the more protection we can provide for those folks in our community who are more vulnerable to having a more serious case of measles. The same goes for pertussis. Pertussis is whooping cough. And we get that vaccine in the Tdap vaccination, which has been around a long time, tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. And we do see outbreaks of whooping cough.
That's the one you have to get every 10 years in case you get a cut with a rusty nail. Is
exactly.
that correct?
Yes. So if you get cut with a rusty nail, though, you want to go see your provider because oftentimes you will need a booster of the tetanus to protect you against tetanus.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah,
sure.
You're spot on.
And so the shingles, mm-hmm. that's more elderly or people from more?
Yes. The shingles vaccine, it's called Shingrix. The newer vaccine came out a handful of years ago now. It's approved for folks 50 years and older. It's a two-shot series, so you get the first shot, and then in 2 to 6 months, you would get the second. Now, remember, vaccines that require more than one shot generally means that we need to boost your immunity to get those antibodies in place so you have protection if you're ever exposed to that particular virus. Shingles, and you can get the one misconception I came across recently with shingles. So remember, shingles is the herpes zoster virus. That's a reactivated virus from folks who have had chickenpox or who have had the varicella or chickenpox vaccination as a child. You can still get the shingles shot even if you don't think you've ever had chickenpox or you can't remember if you've had the varicella. It is still safe to get that when you're 50 or over. And it's much more effective than the older vaccine to prevent shingles.
Okay, well, I think I have a personal question mm-hmm. about it. I got a shingles shot 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, at Hill Country, and they said, this is the last, it's only one shot. And so now, I keep thinking, why do I have to do it again if they said that one was good?
So the older shingle shot, I forget the name of that.
No worries.
It was before my time, I think, as a provider, but turns out was not that effective. In the 60%, I want to guess, effective in preventing shingles and serious shingles outbreak. So they came out with a new one about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And it's in the mid-90s. It's much more effective in preventing
Okay, well,
shingles.
I've been avoiding it, but maybe I'm going to have to get in there and take care of that.
Yeah. Well, it's covered by most insurance plans. You shouldn't have to pay anything out of pocket for it now. It does, in most cases, require you to go to your pharmacy or get a prescription from your provider.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will certainly do it at my own primary care provider. Okay, so RSV, is that one that you were also going to talk about?
Mm-hmm. So RSV is short for respiratory syncytial virus. It's a very common childhood illness. It's when an older adult, so, you know, someone over 65 or someone over 50 who has underlying health conditions, is exposed to RSV, much like the flu or COVID, it can be a much more complicated respiratory illness that can cause hospitalization and, you know, more seriously death in some instances. So because of that, they've developed a vaccination for it. It came out early last year. It's since we've been administering it to folks, it seems to show promise in that it's offering good protection against those who are older and more vulnerable to respiratory illnesses. It's still a little unclear if this is going to be an annual shot like the flu shot, or it's going to be more like the pneumonia vaccine where you get one or two and then you're kind of done. So that's kind of to be determined at this point.
Right. I've only had one pneumonia shot, I think, and I thought I was done with that one too, just like the first shingles. Is that not the case?
No. So pneumonia is probably... The pneumonia vaccine recommendations are probably the ones I look up the most because they do change pretty frequently and they have come out with some new ones. We do vaccinate kids with the pneumonia vaccine. But for older adults, you can, if you're between the age of, let me back up. So for adults who are 18 to 64 who have an underlying health condition like asthma, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or who are a smoker, or for whatever reason are immunocompromised, meaning maybe cancer, or are on some medications that lower their immune system, they would qualify for a pneumonia shot early. For most other folks, you get your first pneumonia vaccine at age 65, and then depending on which one you get first, determines if you need a second one and what the second one is.
Okay.
So this is why we look up what you've had,
right.
So
and
we know what to give.
And we discuss it with our...
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to take just a quick minute to say if you just tuned in, you're listening to KKRN, listener-supported community radio, and this is KKRN Presents, a special show about vaccinations, and we have Hill Country Clinic's chief medical officer here talking with us about that. Her name is Carrie Guilfoyle, and I am Ellen Sugg. So thank you for listening and tuned in, and we're going to get right back to talking with Carrie about vaccinations. And maybe, or I think we've hit the main ones. Should we talk a little bit about how people go about getting them?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Away. Very good. Yes, so there are a number of ways one can get the vaccines that are recommended based on your age. You know, if you're a parent with young kids, the most important thing is to speak to your pediatrician or your primary care provider about what vaccines are available for your child based on what they've previously had. And again, it's very easy for us to look that up. If for whatever reason your child does not have a healthcare provider, or maybe you've recently moved and need to get them vaccinated for school, the Shasta County Public Health Department has a vaccination clinic. It's very easy to find them online. They are in downtown Reading. Their number is 530-225-5591, and they have hours Monday through Friday. And then it would be important to get established with a local primary care provider so they could follow up for all of the.
So if you don't have a primary health care provider, it would be good to find one.
Yes.
With the Affordable Care Act, they will match you up with the
place. Yes, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. And if you already do have a primary care provider, you will find out from him or her what vaccines you're missing, and they will help you either say, we'll do it here, or you need to go to this place to have it done.
Mm-hmm.
So then also, if you're uninsured, most vaccines are still available regardless of income. So don't think that just because you can't pay for it, you won't get it. Now, I'm
exactly.
not quite sure how that happens, whether if you just go in and say, I don't have insurance, they'll give it to you. But it seems like, I know, they do say it right here. If you do not have medical insurance, see options for health care coverage depending on your individual situation. You can start your application for many of these on the phone. 1-877-652-0731, or go to benefitscal.com.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you have Medicare or what's the California one called?
Partnership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the it should be available to people. So if you have decided that you want any of these vaccines or your family to have them. You just have to take some steps to find somebody that will help you.
And if you decided to use public health, they do have folks there who can help you sign up for health insurance, help you get onto the exchange or complete the Medi-Cal
packet. Many of the clinics do that also.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Hill Country Clinic has a sliding scale fee, so depending on your income, you can get a no-cost or very low-fee visit, and it includes any vaccinations you might need.
Great. Okay, well, we do have quite a long list of places in Shasta County where our listeners can go and get a vaccination. Now, we're not going to take the time to read numbers and addresses. We think that you'll probably have heard many of these places, but they're the kind of places that you can go to get a primary care person or to just get a shot, possibly. And so let's see, we have Hill Country Community Clinic, and that's right here in Round Mountain, and we also have a medical building down in Reading at Turn Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see that last night. It was very nice.
It's a nice building, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new building for Hill Country. Okay, so anyway, then going on, Mayor's Rural Health Clinic, which is in Burney, and of course Mayor's Hospital is in Fall River and MacArthur. Mercy Family has can give you shots. I guess the full name is Mercy Family Health Center. Also Mountain Valleys Health Center, that one's in Burney, and a few other places up in the Shasta County as well. Pitt River Health Services in Burney, the Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center in Reading, the Shasta Community Health Center also is a place that you can go, and maybe some of you already have primary care with these people. Okay, Shingletown Medical Center and the Veterans Administration. And that's in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then all the public health clinics and community centers, the community medical centers, etc. Then there's also a long list of the pharmacies, which are CVS, Costco, Cottonwood Drugs, Mayor's Memorial Hospital, Rayleigh's Pharmacy, Reading Rancheria has the pharmacy. So you can, and having a pharmacy means they'll probably have the shots, correct? That's what this is about?
In most cases, yes. It only for folks who have insurance can go to pharmacies to get a vaccination. If you're uninsured or between providers or insurance, they won't be able to vaccinate you without an insurance card.
Okay, very good. Well, I think we're just then the last few are Anderson RX, Reading Drug Pharmacy, Rite Aid Pharmacies, Safeway Pharmacy, and we've already mentioned the Veterans. So there are just lots of places, Walgreens Pharmacies and Walmart Pharmacies. So there are all the places that we all shop actually have it, and there are many wonderful clinics around our entire county that are there to help you stay safe and help create a better environment for so many other people by keeping us all not having these diseases, right? Well, we are doing pretty well on our time. Do you have any other issue that you would like to mention?
Yeah, sure. I want to put a special plug in for the HPV vaccination. That stands for human papillomavirus. We start vaccinating kids with the HPV virus. Let me see here at my handy dandy chart. Okay. So we can start the human papilloma vaccine starting at age 9, and that is for both boys and girls. The importance of this vaccination is becoming more apparent over the last few years. We are seeing rises in both cervical cancer and, more shockingly, esophageal cancer in men that is related to the human papillomavirus. There's hundreds of different strains of human papillomavirus. There are a handful that we know lead to these cervical and esophageal cancers, and it's very preventable with the vaccination. HPV is very common amongst young adults who are sexually active. And, you know, this is why we do cervical cancer screening and these kinds of things. And so the more young folks can get vaccinated, the more potential cancer, you know, prevention we can, prevent from happening. And we can vaccinate now adults up through 45 years based on a discussion with your provider. If you're at high risk for HPV, they've extended the age range all the way up to 45 if they think that it would benefit you in terms of cancer prevention. It's usually a 2 or 3 shot series depending on which one you get at what age. So I just wanted to highlight that specific vaccination. There's lots of information online about it. Talk to your pediatrician or your provider.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, so I think that's just about it.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you very much for your time and your great work at Hill Country and for sharing all this good information with our listeners. So.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, just bring your questions, and there's never a bad question. And, you know, vaccine hesitation is okay, and we're here to help answer those questions so you feel more comfortable vaccinated and staying healthy.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have been listening to community-supported KKRN 88.5 FM. We're supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. Are you ready to support your local community radio? To become a listener supporter, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the donate button, or mail a check to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can call 530-337-1101 to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio or to learn more about us. Thank you for listening to KKRN Presents, a special show, and brought to you by NorCal Vaccine Access Alliance and KKRN. Now, please stay tuned to your local community radio, KKRN 88.5. 105 FM or online at kkrn.org. Thank you. Have a good day.